Hey guys, so this is going to be a quick one. I just wanted to jump on and say happy Monday. I hope all of you had a fabulous day. I know so many people who hate Mondays, but I actually tend to enjoy them even though I had last week off and today was my first day back at work. I don't know why. Mondays are like my day to sit down, write a plan out for the week, get started, get back in a routine, and for whatever reason, by the end of the day, I just feel good. So I hope that is the same for all of you guys. If it's not, always reach out to me and we can figure something out to make sure that you are starting your week off on the right foot, because I think everyone should. So the one thing I really wanted to talk about today was the exchange that I had to deal with, or not deal with, but the exchange I saw this morning. And I just wanted to point out, just not to be that person that is trying to take other people down, and just be aware of where you're coming from and where your head is at when you decide that you're going to basically attack someone else for either making a mistake or maybe doing something that they didn't even realize they did. And the story behind this is all about road rage. So, as some of you may have seen on my Instagram, I will leave my handle in the info. I tend to take a lot of sunrise pictures on my way into work. I head into work about 5 a.m. To get there for 6, and so I always get to see the sunrise, which is my favorite part of being up that early. And so I always like to share it with everyone, because I feel like it's just, I don't know, if anyone gets up that early to see the sunrise, it's just a marvelous way to start your day. And so as I'm driving, drinking my coffee, listening to my music, you know, starting my day off on the right foot, the car behind me, as I'm merging, slams on their brakes, cuts somebody else off, and the car behind them has to swerve not to hit them. And mind you, it's a car length that you're gonna merge, so it's not really like you're losing a whole bunch of space, and we're all merging. We're all going to the same place here. So as that happens, I'm just kind of like watching the exchange behind me. I go to get on the next highway, and I watch both cars pull out. The second car that had to swerve to not hit the first car flies up by the first car and flips her off. She then continues to fly up next to him, and at this point, I basically punch the brakes and get somewhere else, because I am not about to be anywhere near what's going on there, mostly because I don't want to get into an accident. But it just, like, dawned on me that here I am having a good morning. I'm enjoying my, you know, few minutes left before I get to work. And these two are going at it. Now, the person in the first car easily could have just said, you know what, I'm not going to let this affect me, and I'm just going to let this guy go past us because it's not worth it. But clearly she wanted to entice him or keep going with the subject because she was upset as well. To me, it's just not worth it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want you guys to take away from today. I get that, you know, it's easy to reciprocate a negative feeling towards someone when they are being negative towards you. But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself if it's worth it. Is it really worth starting your day off in that negative energy? Or do you just pump the brakes, let them pass, and go back to having your morning? That person is going to be an angry person regardless, because they clearly don't see, put it this way, they must be freaking perfect, because all of us have made mistakes. I'm just putting it out there. I've done it too. I slowed down too much one time in front of this car, and his girlfriend was hanging out the window as they drove by flipping me off. And I get it. And I literally laughed at her because I was like, I feel bad for you that if your life is so miserable that me slowing down for a matter of 3 seconds upsets you that much, then you need help. Like, I hope that your life gets better, because clearly you are that unhappy that you have to take it out on me for slowing down. Not, I didn't cut them off, I didn't slam my brakes, I literally slowed down. And that was enough to drive them off their rocker. And that's how I felt about this guy this morning, too, is I didn't see the whole interaction, obviously, but everybody makes mistakes. Everybody, like, people are going to cut people off. Oops, I didn't realize we were merging. Oops, I almost missed my exit. Oops, I wasn't paying attention. Like, we all do it. Like, let's be honest. Let's give each other a little bit of a break. But even bigger than that, give yourself a break. Don't let that negative energy come in. If you have that negative energy coming in at you, just respond with some positivity. Just throw it out there. Just let that shit go. Let them go. And just move on with your life. It's the same thing when a customer comes into your work and they have this bad energy and they're mad and they're yelling, whatever. It has nothing to do with you. And that's what I want to remind you. Their actions or reactions to whatever you did has nothing to do with you, unless you purposefully did something to them to piss them off. Then that is your fault and you have to deal with that. But if you had a mistake, if there was a mistake, if you had an accident, anything like that, that's life. Like, that shit happens. They need to let that go and move on. They need to be happy within themselves enough to say, oops, I've been there too, it's okay, and just give that little bit of a wave. I just feel like there's so much negativity out there that people are just so unhappy that they love to push it off on other people. And I just want all of you guys to realize that you don't have to be that person. Step back, take a deep breath, let them go be in their negative world, and you move on and you keep your life going the way you want to go. You keep being that ray of sunshine that I talked about the other day. You keep that positivity. You let them go. You finish your coffee. You enjoy your sunrise. And you listen to your music until you get to work. And you have a freaking good day. Same thing goes for if you had a bad Monday today, let it go. Just let that shit go. And let's jump back on the wagon. Let's get that positivity up. Let's, you know, restart tonight, make a good dinner, go take a shower, do a face mask, go to the gym. Whatever it is that resets your day, let's do it right now. If you had a good day, let's keep it going. Write some stuff down. Journal what you did today. What made it such a good day? Let's do that shit again tomorrow, and let's keep it going. And yeah, that's really it. That's just my quick snippet of today. I'll do a bigger podcast later this week. I just wanted to say hey and hope you guys had a good Monday and wish you guys the best of the week. And follow me on Instagram for the quick little snippets as well. I will be starting a Facebook page soon, so keep an eye out for that, or an ear out. I guess that's how podcasts work. And I'll see you later.